Darkness, written by Star Wars Addict 1220, read by Raven. Elaine stared out of the viewport of the Ebon Hawk. From orbit, the planet looked barren. The darkness seemed to perforate every part of her. Something called to her, to something deep within her. It made her feel cold. "We shouldn't be here," Bastila huffed. "We don't have a choice. One of the star maps is there," Elaine said. "We are delivering ourselves to Malak," Bastila said. "This would be the last place where the Sith will look for us. I mean, how stupid to walk into the front door of their headquarters," Elaine said. "This place is strong with the dark side of the Force. This is a dangerous place for you. You could easily fall," Bastila said. Elaine rolled her eyes and turned her back on the younger woman. "Your concern overwhelms me," Elaine said dryly. "That isn't what I..." Bastila started but cut herself off. "It's dangerous for us all. You just have had less training than the rest of us." Elaine turned around and glared at Bastila. "I'm fine. I don't need training from the Jedi. I went this long without being trained without falling," Elaine said. Bastila opened her mouth and sputtered for a moment. "Don't undermine the gift the Jedi Order gave you," Bastila snapped. Elaine rolled her eyes and began to walk out of the cockpit. "Whatever," Elaine said. "Wait," Bastila called. Elaine turned around with her arms crossed. "I know you're skeptical of the Jedi Order, but they do have the best intentions with the galaxy." Elaine looked up at the ceiling. "I know, but doesn't stop the feeling that there's something going on that they aren't telling us," Elaine said. "How are you feeling?" Bastila asked, abruptly changing the subject. Elaine frowned and gave Bastila a look that said she knew she was hiding something. "I'm fine," Elaine said. "I know you aren't," Bastila said. Elaine huffed in annoyance. "Fine, I feel strange, cold. Like there's no warmth inside me. It keeps calling to me," Elaine said. "You aren't answering the call, are you?" Bastila asked. "Not right now, but we'll see," Elaine said. She walked out of the cockpit. The end. Thank you for listening.